All right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Always love doing this interview, sitting down on Super Bowl Sunday here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium with the head coach of the New England Patriots. Coach, your 12th Super Bowl, your 9th as the head coach of the New England Patriots. Does this ever get old for you?
Yeah, it's always a thrill and a privilege to be in this game. And, you know, our team's earned it. The players have gone out there and beaten the competition to get to this point. And now we're facing the best team we'll face all year. So it'll take great effort tonight. But our players are poised to go out there and give it their best, and I'm sure they will, and we'll see what happens. It should be a great football game.
Surprised to see the amount of fans out there for that rally, you know, when you guys took off. And then how was your week here in Atlanta, especially Georgia Tech with a guy like Shaq Mason? I'm sure he showed you everywhere to go, right?
Shaq did. Shaq was very hospitable, and I think he was obviously very proud and happy to be back at his home school. But we've had a good week. Players have been focused. We've worked hard. Again, the Rams are a hard team to prepare for, but we've had to grind it out against them, and we've made a lot of progress. The send-off was amazing. The fans, it was a fabulous turnout, and we really felt the love and support that they gave us. So we're going to try to send that back to them tonight.
You went over to the stadium, had some walkthroughs. I know you took some time with the families yesterday. What are some of the unique things? Every stadium's different. I know it's the same measurements going across the field. The goalposts are still the same. But anything quirky about the stadium?
It's big. It's huge. It's a massive structure, and it's very high. And the seats don't even go all the way to the top. Above the seats are another, I don't know, seems like about another 100 feet or so.
Yeah.
So it's big. We'll see how loud the noise is. I'm sure it'll be noisy, but it may not be as deafening as some places that we've been in. It has kind of a different architecture. On one end is the big glass opening, and the other end is there's no outside light. It's all closed, and let's say there's some different contrasts as you go through the seats to the up the side of the stadium to the roof area. So tracking the ball could be a little bit of a challenge for the returners, and the lights are bright. You know, so the field's well lit. So I think, you know, the Jumbotron is very high. It's right above the field. So a lot different than the Dallas Stadium, where that screen is so low, you feel like you're going to hit it on every punt.
Right.
This one is very high. You're almost looking straight up in the air at it. So, you know, I don't want our guys to get distracted on that and miss what's going on and substitutions and communication on the field. So we've talked about some of those things. In the end, football's football, and the game's played on the same field. But each environment's a little bit different, and we'll have to make sure that we're ready and familiar with the 40-second clock and, you know, the scoreboard and the play clock, so that we manage that part of it properly too.
The nice thing about being in this game for the third straight year, you have a lot of guys with experience as far as the week, the day. That day is different than any other. Do you ever sit back and enjoy, like, Sony Michel or Cordero Patterson? We saw Cordero at media night, you know, last Monday, and he was excited ever. He's like, he couldn't wait to get out there. Do you enjoy seeing the new guys get that experience?
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to see the guys that have worked so hard and in a lot of cases have really come here to try to play in this game, feel like they have an opportunity, and they've been able to do that, and they're excited to be here. I'm excited for them. I thought the team pictures and everything with the guys, the different groups, wanting to you know, be with each other kind of one last time before the big game, you know, is another feature of this week and kind of the final experience where everybody's with their teammates, and that's really the way you want it to be.
Every year, too, the team changes. Your team's different every year. And when you have success, team or other organizations come and they pluck people from your staff. Not to name names, but you may be without some of the assistants you go into this game with. Kind of special for you to take the field with some of those guys that may not be here next year?
Yeah, well, I don't think there's any doubt that that's the case. And, yeah, we can end on a great note. That's all of our we all have that goal. And so we'll do everything we can to put it together for this game and then let what happens after that.
On to the Rams. Finally, talk about this football game. Do you see similarities between you two? Tough environment you guys won in Kansas City. They go to the Saints, and that place is loud, as you know. So sort of the ventured path, you know, two road teams that went to overtime, and hopefully this one won't go to overtime today. But do you see similar paths between you two?
Well, certainly last week, yeah, absolutely. Those games had a lot of common ground. But the Rams are a very explosive team. So they have some, you know, very, very high-profile players and all pros and, you know, guys that have gotten a lot of notoriety, and certainly we have our share, but I'd say their team is kind of, you know, littered with them in all three phases of the game, and so you know, we're going to have to do a good job of neutralizing some of their I would say great players, and we're going to have to do a good job of playing as a team and you know, being able to operate and execute efficiently in all three phases of the game. They have a lot of talent, and they're very well coached, and they make you beat them, and so we're going to have to go out there and perform well. We know that. We can't count on them to make a lot of mistakes. They don't really do that.
Is this the biggest set of backs you faced in a while, you know, as far as size and just the power and the way they run?
Yeah, absolutely. These guys make a lot of yards on their own. They're tough to tackle. And they're the type of guys you don't want to let them get started. You know, once they get a full head of steam, they're really hard to bring down. Hopefully we can do a good job of keeping them from being full speed, hitting those DBs 8-10 yards downfield with a full head of steam. That's just it's tough. So hopefully we can be competitive in that. But they're a very good running team, and they've had, you know, several games in the last few weeks where they've been, you know, over 150, in a couple of cases over 200 yards. So that'll be a challenge for us tonight.
You've coached against Wade Phillips before defensively, and obviously one of the big ones in Denver when he had that really good defense. And, of course, Aqib was there. We'll get to Aqib, but the interior was Sue and Donald. And I talked to you last week when we did the Bellestrator, the width that they play with. That's five technique. You know, they're outside. Is that as unusual a front as you've seen in a while, especially with the power that they have?
Well, in passing situations, you're right. They really like to get out there wide and make you stretch and get out to the ends to give more space to those inside rushers, no doubt about it. We're going to just have to be disciplined. If you go too wide, they'll come inside. If you don't go wide enough, they'll run the edge on you. So we'll have to really use good technique and just execute our passing game well against a good pass rush. And then, as you mentioned, they have some very good coverage players.
You look at the corners, too. They like to take chances. We know Aqib. We know how he likes to jump things. But how's Peters look now as opposed to when he was in Kansas City and playing at an all-pro level?
Well, I think both those players are similar. They both have great ball skills. If the offense is sloppy with the ball around them, they'll get it, they'll catch it, and they'll run it back for a touchdown. They're both very instinctive, and they take advantage of a good pass rush and take advantage of recognizing pattern combinations and tendencies. And a lot of times they get there before the receiver does. They run on the routes instead of the receivers. So again, we're just going to have to be disciplined and do a good job of having a variety of an attack on those type players and not let them get comfortable and not let them feel like they know what's coming or they'll be all over it.
All right, people love to talk offense, defense. This is a Super Bowl special team, super special teams. They got a guy in Hecker, and we've talked about him, but do you spend any time getting ready for a fake punt potentially with the, especially 4th-and-2 situations going into this football game?
Yeah, well, they can fake it. Really, I'd say in almost any situation, but even 6, 8, 10, he's very good. He's like a quarterback back there, so backup quarterback. He's got a great arm, and they are very creative with their fakes. It's not just one thing. They've used multiple different combinations and schemes where they've gotten the ball to their gunners, their personal protector, and sometimes even the slots in different combination type patterns or formations. So they definitely force you to spend time on that. And thing is, they're probably going to come up with something a little bit new anyway. So we're going to have to be sound and make sure that we get the ball back on the exchanges and don't let them just bang it away for 65, 70 yards and change field position. We still have to not only handle the fake possibilities, but then keep from having Hecker flip the field, which he does a very good job of.
All right, it's been three straight years we've done this interview. I want to keep this train rolling. Coach, good luck tonight on your quest for your unprecedented 6th world title. I know your football team's ready. Go get them. It's been a pleasure all year long dealing with you.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. I appreciate your support, and it's always good to see you before the games, and I'm glad we're doing this one. This is a great one to do.
All right, Coach, good luck. Go get them.
All right, appreciate it, Scott. Thank you.
All right, let's throw it back to Beetle.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.